This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The White House says it's premature to call for a ceasefire in the war between Israel and Hamas. We get the details from VOA's correspondent Steve Herman.
National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters on Tuesday a ceasefire at this time would only benefit Hamas, which kidnapped and killed Israeli civilians on October 7th. The bloodshed has left more than 1,400 people dead in Israel and reports of thousands of Palestinians killed in Gaza. The NSC spokesman did not rule out consideration of a humanitarian pause to allow more aid for the hundreds of thousands of internally displaced to enter Gaza. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
The United States told the United Nations on Tuesday it does not see conflict with Iran, but Secretary of State Antony Blinken warned Washington would act swiftly and decisively if Iran or its proxies attacks U.S. personnel anywhere.
To any state or non-state actor that is considering opening another front in this conflict against Israel, or who may target Israel's partners, including the United States, don't throw fuel on the fire.
Blinken spoke to the 15-member U.N. Security Council amid international fears of conflict between Israel and Iran-backed Palestinian Hamas militants in the Gaza Strip could spill over in a wider war, drawing in Lebanon's heavily armed Hezbollah that is also supported by Tehran. U.N. Secretary General Antonio Guterres pleaded on Tuesday for civilians to be protected in the war between Israel and Palestinian Hamas militants, voicing concern about clear violations of international humanitarian law in the Gaza Strip. South Korean officials say four suspected North Korean defectors were found in a small wooden boat near the two Korea sea border. They were found on Tuesday, defections by North Korea.